everyone. Welcome to the Kimberly Cloud Show. I'm your host, Kimberly Cloud. Wow, you guys, I have a lot of people, and it is amazing to know that you guys are out there watching me. This is my first introduction to the BBS radio station, and I would like to talk about some things to saturate the audience about what's going on with me, what's my past, present, and future. I have the Kimberly Cloud Show, and I interview people. And pretty much, you know, when I interview people, I talk about their past, present, and future, or whatever their desires in their heart wants them to talk about or engage in. So in this segment, I would like to talk about my past, present, and future, not my full past, but from 2020 leading up to 2022. Now, I won't mention nobody name. I won't mention nobody name that are not important, but I will mention a couple of elite names. And those elite names are Nancy Pelosi, Liz Cheney, President Biden, Chuck Schumer, Governor Gavin Newsom, and a couple of others. I'll mention the greats, which is Donald Trump and Rudy Giuliani. So I wanted to go ahead and talk about this. First, we'll begin with my journey from Maryland to Mountaintop, PA. So I got an honorable discharge back from the military, from the U.S. Army. I'm a veteran. And I came into some money. So to be exact, 270 some thousand. And I was like, okay, let me invest in a business. I could spend the money on whatever I wanted to. You know, I could have bought cookies, cake, whatever. But I decided to invest in a business. So I called this business Blue Cloud Cleaning Company. And so I invested in it in March of 2020 with JanPro. And I sat up there and began to get into the magazine gradually. I met a fella, big shout out to Dylan. I met a fella named Dylan Kiva. I don't even remember how I found him, but he's on Instagram, LinkedIn. He has his own magazine company called Kiva Deli, which I've been in two, maybe three times. And I've got to talk to his brother. I believe I talked to him once or twice, but he always respected me enough to like when he get a chance, because it's hard for me to even see it on Facebook sometimes. He likes my stuff. And you got people in there like Ashley. So I started getting into the magazine. Big shout out to Dylan Kibo in Charlotte, North Carolina, and Ashley with the Authority Titans. Whoop, whoop. And after that, I started getting hatefulness. I had up to five employees, and one of the employees got pregnant. She asked me, and I put two and two together. She said, "Do you need a surrogate mother?" While we were cleaning my last big contract that was grossing $4,000 a month. She asked me out of the blue that I was married, and she kept asking me, "Do you need a surrogate mother? I just love having kids." And then her and my husband would disappear for enough time. And I just happened to look on her TikTok or some page, and she was around the same time they disappeared, like 3-4 months later, she was 4 months pregnant. Then my husband came in a car. He was gone for a whole hour, came in a car with a hickey on his cheek. So in between that time, I was going through detrimental stuff. These women were tormenting me. So she was pregnant. But to get to the positive stuff, During this time, I managed to keep almost a $4,000 to $5,000 a month contract. And then my master franchise, he just took my contracts. Once he learned my husband slept with one of his friends and got her pregnant, and he took my contracts illegally away. I won't mention his name yet until I see him in court one day. Even if he leaves or retires, I want to see him in court. So I sat up there. The last straw was when something told me that something wasn't right with my husband. And so I sat up there and I was tussling through the phones with him. We weren't fighting, but I was just trying to see if he would open the app, a secret Area 51 app that he keeps on his phone. That's so weird to me. Just like he had four laptops that had secret security. He didn't do a podcast. He didn't do nothing. He just kept four laptops. Who does that? So I told him, I demanded him open the actual phone. He did. What I found was disturbing. I found kiddie porn. I found naked pictures of women. Not naked pictures of women that you can get off a line. These were personal naked pictures, and there were a lot of them. Even if you go onto his webpage, there's so many women that written him in between the time that I was in Mountaintop and between the time we broke up during our marriage. So between that time, the positives, I met a guy named Marty Kaiser. Now you're like, who is Marty Kaiser? Marty Kaiser is if you watched all my old school people between their 30s, their 20s, maybe even their teens, have you ever watched Enemy of the State? If you watched Enemy of the State, that movie, those two characters, those major characters were about him. How much did he get paid for the movie? I believe between $1.50 and $5. Hollywood worked with him. The FBI was trying to shut him up about the technology that they had since 95, if not sooner, that can zoom in and literally pick up a piece of chopped hair on a desk. He was warning us. So Marty gave me some good advice about how to look up where cameras are, how to, you know, make sure there's different ways you can see if you're being bugged or if your phone is being tapped. And I wish I could have had tea with him, but my husband kept getting jealous every time I talked about him. I had no friends, no family. And that's how some men like it, like him. And so the last straw was after I tussled over his phone and I saw everything, I sat up there and I left him. And I was homeless from March 21 to December 21. So I was on my own. I went through Easton, PA, Philadelphia, and two other places. I've been to Phillipsburg, New Jersey, everywhere. And I was from shelter to shelter, where they were spitting in my food, where they were treating me like crap no matter where I went in the shelter. These shelters need to be rebuilt. And nobody is better at doing something than a person that done lived in it. So from Philly, the big dramatic issue happened. I sat up there And I was at VA Philadelphia, and I spoke my mind. I asked them, "Do you know who Marty Kaiser is?" I even have the recording of it, but I will play it on the next show. It's a warning. Viewer discretion is advised because I do a lot of cussing in it. But if you were being told to put on a gown because you spoke your mind, you didn't threaten to kill nobody. You didn't threaten to harm yourself. You didn't threaten to blow up a building or kill a child. All you said is you want to leave because you know that I said I was going to go to every news company and talk about you guys. So you asked me to put on a gown. And I said, no, I'm not putting on no gown. Get out of my face. Seven of them. Seven of these VA employees, two of them being officers of the VA, snatched my phone. I called the FBI. I called the Philadelphia police. They snatched my phone while I was on the moderator's page for Facebook because I didn't want to go live. But the moderators saw what happened. And they all each grabbed my legs and they drugged me with whatever. I don't know what they drugged me with. I woke up with my legs wide open. And they sent me up to the sixth or seventh floor. I had to lie to get out of there. Had I not lied, I would have been in there 6, 7 months. The other shelters, the halfway homes that affiliated with the VA, didn't even care. They see me as a problem, right? So I left Philly and I stayed at one last shelter where I reached out to the lady named The Voice, and she did crap nothing about what them ladies did to me while I was in there. So after that, I left. Before I left, they actually thanked the Lord that the FBI was letting me do negative, put myself in a negative with M&T Bank. Because had I not, I would actually, I canceled that. I tried to get a hotel room, but I was in the negative. And I slept out front of the hospital for the whole night. Then, when I got paid, they kicked me out a day before I got paid. When I got paid, I got a hotel room at both places, California, LA, and Philadelphia, took a shower, and I flew from California. I mean, sorry, from Philadelphia, left my brand new 2021 Chevy Traverse to where? Los Angeles. So when I got to Los Angeles, I had $73, if not 80 some dollars. And I stayed at the Hilton, but I went straight where? To the VA. I went straight to the VA. And they sent me to Santa Maria, California. They specifically, now imagine this, they could have sent me anywhere, but they sent me to Santa Maria to a shelter called the Good Old Samaritan. So I was there where I endured abuse. They didn't want to feed veterans, especially me. They didn't want to feed me. They didn't want to, they were talking about spitting in people food, putting meth in people food, putting rat poison in people food. This is all I heard. And they were trying to get me in trouble because they knew I smoked weed. I didn't do nothing else, but I did do weed because I have fibromyalgia. So They sat up there, and not only did they do that to people, but the SSVF people didn't want to help me. So when I moved out initially the first time, which was between November and December, before I go into how I moved, I was at the CVS. Let's talk about how I moved. So I found this place off of a certain page, and I went to Orchid, and there was these two landlords. They were married, and I had a room. Now, they would have let me stay, but the VA never paid them SSVF. Never. So they kicked me out. And they had every right to. And I was at a hotel room. Watch my documentaries. SSVF with the VA did not pay. Nor did they want me there. Because they knew it was a beautiful place. Too pretty for a Black girl like me. So after that, I got kicked out. I stayed at a hotel room and I struggled in my putt-putt Honda Elantra. And I finally found a place at La Vista Apartments. I finally found a place at La Vista. And I begged the lady to let me stay there. I will be a great tenant, yada, 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 the manager. She always had an attitude, but she played it off. I could see it in her eyes. She know it. I know it. And I'll just leave it at that. So anyway, so I moved in December 17th, 2021. And that's where the madness happened. I was being harassed. I was being stalked. And it all started like this. This is how it went down in this scenario. I had to take down the videos, though. So I'll go around it, but tell the truth because I deserve to tell the truth. I won't mention your name, but you know it ain't over. So anyway, like I said, one day I was asleep. And I heard a noise up on my windowsill. Nobody else was in the room, in the other apartment. That's catty corner to mine. I jump up, and this was before I had blinds. Next thing you know, I heard a door shut. I heard a door shut. Mind you, the judge didn't even listen to my story, nor let me cross-examine these people. And it's all recorded. And one day it's going to show. So I woke up and I heard the next door neighbor's door shut. So after that, I said, you know, I didn't think nothing about it. Then another time, my door wide open. I wake up, my door wide open. Who do I call? Who would y'all call? The police. They come in and they look. They didn't find nothing. Second time around, two men in different occasions ejaculated while watching me. I call the police. They say, good luck. And it's on the camera of the police. I call again. I'm being a nuisance. During this time, a nail was in my tire, which I didn't even know. How I get there, we will never know. Somebody broke into my car and didn't steal not a god darn thing, right? Nothing. They just made it me aware that they went through my car. Somebody started draining air on top of the nail being. They're all out of my car. Now, tell me about this. If a police officer saying you're being a nuisance in a small city and all the air pumps within that city are shut down. And then I call and you laugh at me? It's not right. This is your city. I saw the mayor twice. Hometown Heroes banner I had for being a veteran. I've written the mayor, I've written the congressman, I've written the police, I've written the governor. Do you think I got a response? No. You know what they did do? Two judges appointed from Gavin Newsom, which is Democrat, sat up there and knew how to push my buttons. They weren't being caring or polite. I don't care what you wear. God is watching. I don't care what you know or what you've learned over the years. God is watching. And what y'all did was wrong. Y'all let her win that restraining order on me. Y'all sat up there and dismissed my restraining order with a forewarning that if I put in for a restraining order for a valid reason, or I should just shut up and let him harass me. So during this time, the manager at La Vista and the courthouse was helping them build their case against me. A false case. Now it's on record. It's on record. It may not be a crime. It may not be nothing, but it's on record. That's hurting me because it's a lie. It's on record that I have a restraining order. They put a restraining order out on me. Just like between the time I moved out of the first lady house, let's rewind. I was at the CVS and I passed out three times. Right? I passed out three times. And somebody took that footage because that's what I was going to use to sue Marion Hospital with. I endured prejudice since day one while in California. Because I like Trump. See, that's the key. If you like Trump, they discredit you. And everybody was Democrat. I even tried to say that Democrats and Republicans should get along. But do you think they took heed to that? No. Everywhere I went, they were fake. They were all fake. Whoever was orchestrating this, better watch out for when I run for presidency for 2028. Because I'm going to make sure, because you're not going to do this to every veteran. You're not going to do this to the people of the community that are homeless, that are struggling, that are smart. You have homeless women that make themselves dirty. Make themselves dirty. So they won't have to, they can ward off men at the Good Samaritan. I've talked to a couple of people in Santa Maria that's homeless. I done gave money to them, even when I was broke. I done cried for them. I done prayed for them. But that's not mentioning what happened before I left Santa Maria. Let's get back. So, after that, after court, I left to Utah because I was not going to spend my time in court with somebody I accused of stalking me. And the landlord was trying to evict me for putting a hole in a wall, which I told her why. I told her, if you were doing your job by telling them people to stop making noise and turning on a shower when I was in there making my shower cold, which I've written you and I've written them about. This would have never happened, but you didn't do your job because they were the same skin color as you. So So anyway, like I was saying, she sat up there and evicted me. How do I know she was evicting me? How? Because she told my next door neighbor. What if I'm accusing somebody of stalking me? Why tell somebody, the stalker, the accuser, what's going on with me? So I don't get it. They were all in on it. This is my life, y'all ruined. Bravo. So anyway, that's not even the brink of it. I saw a spaceship in the ghetto, because that's where I lived, in the ghetto. Spaceship just hovering. And I was like, my first expression was like, wow, what are you doing in a ghetto? What are you doing in a ghetto, spaceship? And it's just orbiting red, white, and blue. I tried to record it, but my flimsy old cameras couldn't record it because, and they know the naked eye can see better than an actual camera. Now, had I had a telescope, that would have been another thing. So the first expression I got was, what are you doing in the ghetto? It just stood there and it got dark and it stayed dark for like 3 seconds and then lit back up. Now, 3 to 5 days later, five Mexicans with guns and flashlights come towards me while I'm talking to myself. Do you think that's the cartel? I call the police. They gradually walk to the trash can, drop their guns, and walk off. They didn't run off. They didn't run off. They walked. And then guess who came outside not even 30 seconds later? You be the judge of that. So, all of this that happened to me while in Santa Maria was foul. During that time, I ran for U.S. Senate. I ran for U.S. Senate. I'm not a flip-flopper. Democrats could work with Republicans, but they're too corrupt. I was supposed to receive a stimulus check from Gavin Newsom for filing my taxes. Did I get that? No. Every time I was in California, I was always broke. They stopped my pay for 3 months. Imagine no pay. I had to give up all my wigs that I had in storage in Philadelphia. So I called the Utah VA. I called the Utah VA and I explained to them. But until Trump get in the office, I'm going to do my job, respect you guys. But as far as trusting, I can see where it's going. It has nothing to do with you guys. But if you understand what I done been through, I don't trust the VA until Trump get out the people that needs to be out of the VA and get some real people that care about their soldiers, whether National Guard, whether Army. So the last correspondence I had with the police department of Santa Maria was they asked me where I was staying. And I told them. I told them. But then something, they said that I still had something up on my web page. And my page flickered like somebody tampered with it. I said, I don't see it no more. So whoever had it up was trying to set me up. And the only people that had that technology are y'all. So when I told him where I stayed, now people are acting different here, right? See, what I did not tell you guys was the technology that we have out there, the deep, deep technology that is considered classified. What's considered classified? We don't know, right? Use your imagination. When you eat, that causes an effect, which is tiredness and fullness and happiness because you are full. Your energy level is up, you know, whether you drink a protein shake or whatever, your energy level is up. When you take a pharmaceutical, it's for a reason, whether you have heartburn or diabetes or whatever. Next time I get on here, I'm going to show you the CIA tape. The CIA tape that shows that it was an agent that said that if they wanted to put a little bit of LSD through the pipelines of the water supply, they could easily do it. Isn't that right? That's what y'all said on y'all footage. I didn't say that. I'm just repeating what was stated on a real life CIA video. The higher ups infiltrate the ghettos. I'm not going to mention you guys that President Thank you. I'm not going to mention. Thank you, Word of Bread, my G. Thank you, guys. I love y'all names. So follow me at BBS. I'm live there too, or on Instagram. So, you know, I sat up there and it's just so much that happened, you know, so much. And to get back to the point, you know, I was discredited for running for U.S. Senate. I was discredited majorly. They tried to make me scared. They tried to discredit me. They tried to belittle me. And I didn't even mention what happened at Marion Hospital. I went in for a toothache. He puts the needle down my throat. I go in because I pass out on my head 3 times, which I have 4 witnesses to. He gives me Tylenol. My head is banging. I didn't do no illegal drugs. I wasn't on alcohol. I didn't even want to go to the hospital. 3rd time I go in, they forced the police to bring me to Marion Hospital. They forced the police to bring me to Marion Hospital. And I told her that I was going to Allen Hancock School, that I'm in the Chamber of Commerce, that I have obligations, and she's still 5150. When I see who she is in the hospital records, I'm going to fire her. Trump, fire her, because she's doing this to Black people. I told her I had everything to live for, and she still admitted me. They discredited me hard. So I get to my state that I'm at, whether I said the state or not. I think I said it, but it doesn't matter. Leave me alone. You know, Trump, he sat up there and he cares about his American people. And he made it very clear that the people that sat up there and was for him, as soon as he said he was running for president, what did they do? They booed him and Melanie. And they started changing. His own supposedly friends. Now they're keeping him in court. But I'm here, I'm running for U.S. Senate for 2024. And whether I win or lose, I will have like a 4 to 6 year term. And I'm running for the United President of the United States. There has yet to be, I don't care about Kamala Harris. I make it very clear. I'm not going to bash her because I'm on my page too. But I'll just say she's way too naive. She helped Biden incarcerate a lot of innocent Black men and women. So if that's who you want as a vice president, you just allowed it to happen. Because we have Kamala Harris, right? Biden. No, exclude Kamala Harris. They're all from California, except Biden and a couple of others. But let's rewind. Of what my show, I've said about my show. We have Senator Biden, Senator Nancy Pelosi, and Senator Chuck Schumer. They all came in at the same time, right? I have to switch the subject. Now that you know about what I've been through and what I plan on doing, I'm gonna switch it up for the next less than 20 minutes. So, Senator Biden, Senator Nancy Pelosi, and Senator Chuck Schumer. So these guys get into the House in the 80s, right? Right? And then the cartels started building up. Do it sound weird to you? Do it sound like weird to you guys? During the time Senator Biden, Senator Nancy Pelosi, and Senator Chuck Schumer came in, and guess what? Look at what's happening now. You would say that's a coincidence, right? But look at what's happening now. The border is secure, Kamala Harris. The border is secure, Biden. The border is secure, Nancy Pelosi. The border is secure, Liz Cheney. The border is secure. No, it is not. I'm not prejudiced, but I know it's not secure. You know it's not secure. It's secure for you because you know what you're doing. When I get on this platform myself, you guys know. The only way for you to be allowing people to come over is if you're being paid or paying them. No reason. Children are dying at the border. Obama put these children in cages. This is what we want for our presidency. People that have money already. Right? You know, the only reason why people don't like Trump is because he tells the truth. He may have money, but they treat him just, believe it or not, in my heart, they treat him just like an African-American male, in and out of court, in and out of court, in and out of court. They keep slapping him with charges. Who does that? It would have been an honor to go up against President Trump. I probably wouldn't have got that far, but it would have been an honor to go up against President Trump in less than 2 years for presidency. And I'm still debating on doing it just so I can meet the 45th, about to be 46th or 47th president of the United States of America. Either way it goes, I'm rooting for him. I voted for him in 2020. I voted for him. And guess what? I had to hide it from my husband, but he knew it. He knew I voted for him, but I hid it from him. And I could give two craps about me hiding it from him. This goes all the way back to 2017 and then back to 96, 95 when Home Alone came out. I've been watching his progress. Anybody that's a Trump lover, do you have cancer? Are you sick? Did your car conk out? Did your husband leave you? Are you broke? Think about that. Because that's what they've been doing. So, you know, they treat him just like a Black person. Nancy Pelosi, let me tell you the scenario and then I'm going to end it with that. So, Nancy Pelosi, husband, is this fair to you? He flashed his police card and he did get off. I mean, they put it right in our face. He crashed his car while drunk. While drunk, the evidence is right there. He got arrested for 5 to 6 days. Slap on the wrist, right? Nancy? And then what happened? He didn't get no jail time when the state of California law states that the minimum is 3 to 6 months. No jail time. So maybe that card did work out, Nancy, but that's not the end. I would like to end with saying this for 3 to 5 minutes. Your husband had a Canadian immigrant come in the house with no guns. He bypassed the FBI. He bypassed the Secret Service. He bypassed the technology in your house by breaking a window? All those cameras? And he come in with a zip tie and a hammer to break your kneecaps? And as soon as the police get there, he wasn't combative with Paul Pelosi. He made Paul Pelosi some popcorn, or did he? He might as well had made him some, you know, he let him go to the bathroom. He let him place a call to 911. But for some reason, as soon as 911 gets there, he throws a hammer. He just goes ballistic. And then poor Paul Pelosi, the pawn as usual, redeeming himself for crashing that car, goes to the hospital to have surgery. Now, if I was a terrorist, you hear about all these terrorists going to shoot up something, right? He went to go break a kneecap. He could have bought a gun. He could have bought some mace. He could have had a knife, but he bought a hammer. Do y'all feel what I'm saying? Not combative until after the police get there. He knew he called the police. Them two were the only people in the house. But we hear there was a third person that answered the door. He was in bed asleep. Get out of here, man. Get out of here, Nancy. You'll do anything. And you're still in office, even when you're not. You have ties. You have ties, and your friends have ties to the voting machines. I don't care what fact check says. If it's out there, if it's rumored, there's a possibility that it's true. So what is up with you and Dominion? If you're not a part of Dominion voting system, which is the whole voting system within the United States, you have shares or don't you? Nobody would never know because it's under your social or your private social that nobody knows about. But people, the elite know, but they can't prove it without giving away too much information. And big shout out, big shout out to Donald Trump. That 99 cent NFT, digital traded card. You know what you're doing, buddy. Sir, you know what you're doing. Like, seriously, you're so funny. You know, Biden, like, I let Brittany Griner out. I did this, that, and the third. I did the right thing. But let's look at Brittany Griner. She gets briefed. She gets briefed anytime she go from state to state, right? Or country to country. The whole basketball team get briefed. Don't bring no drugs over. They check you for drugs at the airport, especially Russia. She knows Russia hates us. But she brings these narcotics over. When she get caught, what does she do? They trade her for a terrorist. Somebody that planned on murdering thousands of Americans. I feel bad for her, but justice is justice. Biden used you as a pawn to make the black people feel bad and think that he loved black people. He kept you in there how long, Brittany? How long did he keep you in there for? Wake up, people. So, you know, I had to say that. And the last thing I'll say for 1 minute is Ron DeSantis. Please stay in your place, Governor Ron DeSantis. I know you get along with Trump, but stay in your place. Don't run for president. Even you too, Liz Cheney. I'm just keeping it 100 because you have your whole life to run for presidency. And why neglect your Florida people to go hop on the next train to try to challenge Trump? Stay in the swing state that you're in. Even Liz Cheney is in Wyoming and she don't live there. She had all of 50 followers at her shows. Very low. And she did not win the House again. I'm in it for the people. I'm not in it to be bribed. I'm not in it for what you think I'm in it for. I'm in it to help this omniverse. And that's how I'm going to end it. And beyond what the White House knows. Thank you. So that is all I have to say right now. And I hope you guys enjoyed my show. I hope you guys tune in hopefully in the next 2 to 3 weeks, if not sooner, for another episode. And I will be talking more in depth about the scenarios that occurred within the year that I was talking about before Nancy stepped down, and how she went to Taiwan and almost got shot down. You know, Taiwan sell microchips. You know, what was so vital that you had to go to Taiwan, Nancy? You know, you could have reached out and called somebody through the telephone. That's why we have telephone, but you made it possible to be there. Let you guys know that I'm gonna end it here.